Well, the White Rabbit has its own unique terminology. So I thought I'd lay that out for everyone, all the listeners here on the first page, so they could easily follow it along. So please, before you listen to any of the recordings, please listen for the terminology. White rabbit is the indigenous white rabbits of Europe, or the Indo-European genotype under international law, or some would say the white race. But under international law, it is known as a genotype, specific to us and uniquely ours. Different color hair, different color eyes, the ability to have children like that, so on and so forth, etc. Horace the Avenger is, of course, yours truly. A white jackrabbit is simply a male. AGR, or Aryan girl rabbit, is simply a white female. Green goddess is the ethos of the white rabbit. She's our emerald girl. She's only ours. And she's also known as Godzilla. Yes, she has a fire-breathing capability that, of course, is up her head. That's all our weapons systems and our weapons capabilities and all our technology. And her tail and her tail is simply her tail can be described as our political abilities. And of course, her digging ability is her ability to dig us a nest anywhere or a rabbit hole anywhere. And she's only ours. She came up out on this planet in 1685, cruising around, making sure we were okay, checking on her little white rabbits. And in 1950, she got all her fire-breathing capabilities. In 2012, we don't really know what she's capable of. All we know is since 1685, we've been on fire. And since 1950, well, we've been jumping off the planet. So who knows what she'll do? She may dig us a new rabbit hole up there on Mars. Wide sky is what you don't see can kill you politically. It is an event basically when an undercover lover, snags a vote, or switches party lines. What you see is what you get. Well, it's self-explanatory. It's something straight up. Breathing fire is yelling at a rabbit. Dealing steel is knifing, shooting, or bombing. Basically, killing a rabbit with some method of violence involving some form of steel. Undercover lover. Someone you don't know what they're about politically. You just think they do, like a political lone wolf, set there to do something at a certain point of time, blowing a big kiss. That's what undercover lovers do. They blow a big kiss. They might hang a vote. They may switch party lines. And there's a variety of different types of blowing big kisses, but use your imagination. Weaving velvet, simply telling the truth. A carrot patch and pea patch, that's where us rabbits hang out. Yes, we're supposed to hang out at carrot patches and pea patches, and we like our stuff organic. Lettuce patch. Lettuce patch is always illegal to rabbits, and it is always illegal to go in there and start messing around. Our enemies are the pink rabbits. Pink rabbits are those fast-talking rabbits that look like us, that have no loyalty to us at all. And they're pink because pink is unnatural. I mean, brown rabbits, black rabbits, red rabbits, yellow rabbits, off-color rabbits, white rabbits, pink rabbits, of course, they're unnatural. They're evil. They're upside down. They're everything wrong in your life. It's that fast-talking rabbit in the back of the class that everyone wants to throw out the window. And that is what a pink rabbit is. It's anyone in a position of power that looks like us that has no loyalty to us. And it is not just to the Indo-European genotype or to white people. It is to every, you know, pink rabbits are everywhere. There's pink rabbits in Africa. They look like Africans, but they don't have any loyalty to them. But we have a huge crew of pink rabbits in Western civilization. They all look like us, but they have no loyalty to us. They're sitting everywhere. For instance, the neocons are a big group of pink rabbits, and they gotta go. And that's our three magic words for the pink rabbits. You gotta go. Yes, you do. You gotta go. The god of the pink rabbits is the red hippopotamus. The red hippopotamus, of course, is everything unnatural on the planet. He's evil, and evil is defined as unnatural. He's upside down. He's always lying, always getting those pink rabbits to talk fast. And that's how the rabbits got pink, by the way. Yes, he bleeds on rabbits and turns them pink. And that's the old red hippo. And we give him the three famous words, too. You gotta go. Panic at the disco is the last term I will, the last phrase you will hear me use. And this phrase applies to any time our enemies are in trouble. We love to see panic in the disco. And that's the end of the terminology for Follow the White Rabbit. These are all White Rabbit terminologies, and you'll hear us use them from time to time.